Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of the Mercy, all night Sunday Central.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 19 of Kit Nerd Corner, a podcast about soccer shirts and how we fill our empty lives with them and feel better about ourselves. We have our full crew here. We've got Mark. Hi, Mark.
What is up?
Yeah. We've got Kristen.
I know. Surprise. I do exist. Yeah.
You're Rich. We got Rich.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Rich.
Classic Rich.
Hello.
Yeah. He's recording in Delaware. We have our annual Canadian Premier League kit release episode tonight. We have home shirts. We're going to feature our home shirts. We've got eight interesting, beautiful, wonderful Macron shirts for the eight CanPL teams that are still in existence in the year of 2024. And we're going to go through them. It's going to be wonderful. This is my favorite episode every year. This is great. This is our bread and butter. This is gold. This is where we make our money. The sponsorships roll in.
Yeah, lining just, up at the door.
Yeah. If you want to pay
not
us
now,
some kits,
not now. We're busy.
Universe.
Yeah.
It's in the name. A wink.
Yeah. Tim Hortons is going to just call us up and be like, thanks for that. Thanks, sponsors, for sponsoring Canadian soccer. Okay, let's get started right away. We're going to go west to east this episode. We're going to start with Pacific, then we're going to zip on over to Vancouver, Cavalry, Valor, and then I kind of get messed up on the Ontario geography.
Just fake it, honestly.
Just you know what? Just pick an order and we'll run with that nonsense.
And you know what would have worked better for this, though, Brenton? We've organized the spreadsheet that way, as opposed to being up and down.
Oi, why are you letting people know how the sausage is made? That's just, don't do that.
I was going to do it by alphabetical, and then people's mentally, they have to have a picture of things, how things work, Rich. This is a professional podcast.
It kind of brings into question our choice of medium being audio only. But you're right. We need to... whatever we can do to help theater of the mind. I get
picture
it.
Picture a map of Canada.
With little kits on it.
Skip Saskatchewan.
We all should. Anyway. Okay, so
Pacific.
Good old Pacific FC. This year's home shirt is purple, to no one's great surprise. Yeah, it went with purple. And... I'm going to be, I like Pacific. You guys know that. I like purple. After like purple, this shirt kind of like loses a lot. It's a really great purple. So my description of this is a really great bright purple. It has the sublimated Pacific crest all throughout the body and in the sleeves, which I really like.
Mm-hmm.
And then it doesn't have much else going on. And it seems to me the strength of this shirt is just in the color. And we rated, I should have said this. We rated all of the shirts out of 10, and Pacific is pretty middling, this one.
Well, someone hates it because they hate fun.
Let's not start on that, though. Kristen, tell me why you like this shirt.
Sorry.
You know what? For the record, everybody, somebody who's currently cackling was like, we should keep this short because I got to work tomorrow. And who fires the first shot?
I'm sorry.
Miss Pacifist yourself. No, Kristen, please tell us, why do you like this shirt?
No, you know what? Honestly, a lot of it is because of the purple. If it was just plain purple without the sublimation, I wouldn't like it as much. And I think it's the sublimated badge that lifts this shirt above just mid-range ranking for me. If they put a proper collar on it, I would have been in heaven, but that's my argument always. So, you know, that's just a forever and ever ongoing thing for me. And actually one of the other reasons I wore this kit tonight, because collar. I'm wearing an old Halifax Wanderers kit in case people are curious, but I really love this shade of purple. I don't know. I love a purple kit for one thing, which, you know, thank you Pacific for having that as one of your colors, but I don't know, just something about how it all lays out really, really kind of appeals to me.
Yeah, the sublimation is it elevates the kit from like pretty boring to oh, that's actually pretty cool to look at.
Oh yeah, without the sublimation, this would be a 4 or 5 for me because it would be a purple t-shirt.
Yeah, a nice pretty purple t-shirt. Rich, what do you got?
I would almost prefer it to have less sublimation. So my issue is not adding the secondary purple color of the crest in design, but there's way too many fucking tridents in that shirt. it's literally subtraction by addition. They're just adding more design use. So you can't. So for those who haven't seen it, it has that like the fun Pacific shape crest, but not the actual club crest. It's the shape of the club's crest with the trident in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the original Pacific purple bits, there are also tridents. There's just way too many. If they would have done the tridents in maybe the darker purple and left the crest, or just done it in the crest and left the darker purple, I could live with it. But I'll be honest, I think the kit would be much better if it was just the two tones of purple in the crest shape and then the darker purple.
Okay.
It's busy with the sublimation. I'll concede that. That's a good point, Rick. Mark, did you like this shirt?
No. And it, for exactly what was already discussed, it is the sublimation that drives me nuts.
Okay.
Like up close, the details are actually not too bad. Like it's an okay pattern. I do like, I love the fact that they've used the trident as a secondary mark. I think that's clever because Pacific doesn't really give away, a lot of imagery other than water. And to go another couple steps forward in that imagination, in that creativity, is fantastic. From a distance, it looks like a bunch of melted ice cubes in perfect grid formation. And it's like, why? Why couldn't you just offset them a little? I realize if you zoom in, yes, there's a trident in between the tridents, and that's why you can't do it. But I just see like these weird dots in perfect lines and rows and columns. And it's just,
it's very repetitive.
Like that's a pattern, right? Patterns are supposed to be repetitive. It's just, as it's zoomed out, I can only see, it's like, this is the best that you got. Like up close, it's okay. From a distance, like, this is the best that you could come up with. You had a year and this is it. I actually like, I dig the fact that they've got giant purple cuffs on a purple shirt. Yep. And if the trident pattern was just limited to the sleeves, like the Braglin part, like from the sleeve to the collar, and just it was plain purple chest, I'd probably love it. But it's so busy and nonsensical all at the same time, even though it's completely in order.
Did they wear it tonight? Today? Whatever.
Yes.
They're recording first game of the year.
Yes, I was working. I have seen nothing.
No. Context of this podcast.
Oh, right. Sorry. Yes. Listeners at home, we're recording after the first matches of the sixth season, the KMPL season. How did it look on TV?
Purple.
Strong description.
Strong. I'll say
for the people listening what I said off recording, which is I half watched all three of the games today because I took a nap during a portion of all three of the games.
Riveting stuff is this new KMPL season, apparently.
This is interesting. I think actually I've been talked both sort of down and up on this. I think you're right. The sublimation does take away a bit, but it also added to the plain purple. I don't know where to go with this.
My rating where it is.
Stick with it. I love it.
I get in the simplicity, like it's a perfectly fine kit, but this part drives me nuts. That's basically like it bothers me such that every time I see it, it's like, God, they're still there. Like I was hoping a different angle might show me. Oh, it was just that one image.
It's just the way the light was hitting it.
This is perfectly fine. It's like, no, the light's the worst part of it hitting it because I can see all that shit.
It's a good point on the cuffs. and the lack of color. Do you think this would be better with more teal, or do you think they leaned into the purple and that is good?
I think I would. No, I don't think if they did a proper collar, maybe like a touch of teal, like a piping of teal on the collar, to, because they just did that one little teal slash on the back of the neck, yeah. Right? But I honestly, like, to me, it doesn't necessarily need it. But I really do, I do wish that they would, the whole league, like not just Pacific. And again, I say this every year, but I lament the lack of good collars. And the one kit that does have a nice collar, well, we're going to talk about my hate of something on that later. I gave spoiler. That far too high a rating. I know. Anyways, let's move on.
Spoiler for another episode.
Yeah, it's not really a spoiler. It's more like a foreshadowing. That's what I meant to say. Foreshadowing.
Okay, let's leave that. I think they went for the purple, and they might have failed in some of the details. This is a good, if not particularly interesting or great shirt. I think fans will like it just because it's so darn purple compared to some of their previous home offerings that were like,
it's hard to not have a purple kit look decent just because the color lends itself to it.
Yeah,
and exactly. When Brenton, you asked about maybe a bit more teal. I mean, on that design, the only place they could put it would be on those sleeve cuffs. And no, I'm with Mark. The big honking purple sleeve cuffs.
Oh, I like the cuffs.
Don't mess with it, because that's about the only place they could add more teal.
I agree. Okay, let's skip over the Georgia Strait over to Vancouver FC and lovely Langley. Everyone loves Langley. Vancouver FC have a pretty wild home shirt, and it is black. It is covered in dark gray eagle feathers on the shoulders and the entirety of the back. It just looks like a bird on the back. It has orange badge and logo and a white sponsor, a nice V-neck and some basic cuffs. This caused quite a stir when it was released, because that back of just gray feathers on black is pretty stunning. Now, stunning, good or bad. I saw some criticism about there's some brand of shirts that it looks like that I don't know, I'm not aware of. But this was a bit of a shocker, and released with like pictures of the players holding eagles and shit out in a forest. So pretty cool kit launch for that. We gave this shirt pretty high numbers across the board. Kristen, you love it.
I do love it. I'm surprised at how much I love it, but the more I look at it, the more I freaking love this thing. I love that they went for it. And I do love that they did it on the back and on the shoulders, as opposed to doing the body of the kit, because that to me would have been too much and would have looked wrong for this kit. I like the idea that it's almost like a feathered cape that they're wearing. That's kind of how I perceive it. And I think it suits what the team is trying to do in terms of branding, although rarely do I support branding, but I think it's a good reinforcement of the team's nickname, which I really wasn't aware of until very recently, because we were too busy calling it other stupid things. But I love the silver and the black. It's always a beautiful combination of colors. I think I would prefer if the CIBC wasn't white. I would actually like that to be silver as well. I think that would have given a little bit better balance. I think it's just one too many colors. Or maybe do the badge and the Macron in white. Just, I feel like that's sort of the thing that jars for me. But maybe I would have liked to see it continue all the way down the sleeves, like kind of where it stops. I'm hit and miss on, but overall, I cannot get over how beautifully executed that is and what a lovely color combination it is. I would happily own that kit. Absolutely.
Would you run around your apartment Squawking like an eagle.
No, but I might consider, I will say that one of the things that came to mind for me, and hopefully some of our listeners get this as well as some, at least one of the panelists. Do you remember Hawkman and Hawkgirl?
Yes.
Thank you.
DC.
Yes. This is what it reminds me of.
Justice League.
Yep.
This is what it reminds me of a little bit. And so also the character on Buck Rogers.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's...
I know.
That's,
I'm old. What can I say? I'm older than all of you, so...
I grew up without a TV, so Buck Rogers, that wasn't happening.
That's okay. Who Someone else that loves? Listens will know what I'm talking about, and they will agree with me.
That's a niche, like one guy in like wherever, Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Oh, 100%, but that's okay. I don't care.
Rich, why do you like
this? You rated it the lowest, so...
Yeah, I'll go last. Rich, what's...
This is... It's a kit that the more I'm seeing it, the more I'm unsure. I've actually changed the rating that I gave it.
And oh, I no. Think are you going to change your mind?
No. what happened is I've dropped it down since I originally rated it. Because I think what this kit benefited from was being the first kit to release for CanPL teams this season. When they did the release, I don't think there had been another kit. Forge were still playing in Champions League in last season's kits.
Calgary reveal first though?
Yeah, Calgary went first.
Calgary went first, and theirs were okay by Calgary standards.
Yes,
and then this dropped, and
this was the first remarkable one.
Yeah, yep. And I think we were that taken in by it was just that much of a departure from sort of what you come to expect for what one home kits in CanPL in a way, and also. There's a football product aggregator blog who then mocked this up and said Nike are coming out with a new design for the Nigerian national team, and literally just took that kit and slapped the Nigeria logo on it and a Nike tick and tried to pass it off as this is something Nike's going to release. it's a very nice design. I think the collar, like just the V collar, I think that hurts it a bit.
Oh,
I don't know. Straight up, I don't know.
On this kit, I actually like the V collar, which is unusual for me to say. Yeah, I know. I feel like a bear collar would have ruined it.
But no. But I'm thinking like because Macron really, really, really leaned into the Italian collars, like the high Kappa collars of the early 2000s. On this run across the board, and I think
that's true.
I think that I think, and without seeing it, I think that might lend itself to it a little bit better than the V. I don't know why exactly. It's just one person's opinion. But yeah, it's a nice kit. It's just the more I look at it in comparison to some other kits that have been released as well, the more I think, okay, it was a great high bar to start, but now other things have eclipsed it in a way.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I found myself being less enamored with it as the other kits were released. That rings pretty true, Rich. I do like full marks for just putting a whole bunch of fucking feathers on the back though, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
Even if I actually don't love, like it's an interesting design. I don't love it, but you get marks for doing that. You know, like that is it's bold. And I think Kristen's right. Like the having them on the shoulders and the back, it makes it stand out more. And the plain black front emphasizes how bonkers it is to have the full back of your shirt, just a full feather cloak. Mark, what do you got for this one?
I'm for the most part, like I like it. I appreciated the fact that the badge and the Macron logo just are a different color, and that's the only thing that varies. I'm glad that the sponsor didn't get lumped into that. Hey, all three of them are going to be different, because that would have been too much. The biggest drawback I have of this kit, while it is kind of fantastic, I love the cuffs and the collars, is that the most interesting part of the kit is on the back where the name and numbers go. And I don't know. You couldn't put them on the front. Like the more and more I think about it is that if you put them on the front, it would look absurd. and they belong on the back, but the most interesting part is on the back where they're going to be buried under stuff. And that's literally the worst I can say about it. And it, for this idea to execute, it has to be done this way. And that's to me, the biggest drawback. Having the pattern continue on the shoulders though, and on the sides of the arms, that brings the needle back over to like, okay, I really, really dig this, because now it starts to feel like wings and the back of a bird rather than just feathers for feather's sake. I mean,
yeah, like putting feathers on the front of your shirt would have been like, oh, you've added some feather designs.
Yeah. Okay, sure. But it would, especially the way they kind of cascade in that row curvature on the back, it would make no sense on the front. Totally. It would look like, oh, this is supposed to be a costume.
Yeah.
A mascot. Otherwise, I for a second offering, fantastic. Like, yeah, really fantastic.
Do you think so on the number? So I can't remember. I assume we're going to get white numbers for them on this black. I don't remember. Did they have orange numbers on their black home last year? Am I making that up?
No,
I can't remember. No,
they were white. I think. Yeah.
So I assume we'll get white on this. And I think you're right. It'll cover it up. I do wonder. So I haven't really ever thought this through. How many fans will get it without name and number? Is that more than half? Probably, right? So the bulk of these shirts sold and made and worn will have the full feathered back. It'll be different than on TV because, you know, and at games, because the players will all be, you know, have their names and numbered. But yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine 90% plus kit sales in KPL are plain kit.
Yeah.
Our plain kit back.
Yeah. And it'll be cool. Like, this is a shirt you see from the front. And then
I think it looks good from the front too, right? You're like, oh, what's that detail up here? And then you turn around and you're like, damn.
Yeah. You're like, oh, that's kind of cool. Whoa, that's cool. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, exactly. Like second year offering for a team, like you're making waves.
They're going for it.
Yeah. Good stuff. We're going to move over to Cavalry FC. Their home is a cavalry red. They're sticking with their cavalry red. This is a little behind the scenes on our rating. We all gave this a solid 6 out of 10. Like, just, it is a shirt. There's some interesting designs happening, but they don't do much to elevate the shirt for me. So let me, this is a bright cavalry red. It's got white, red, and green cuffs and collar. It's got a triangle pattern sublimated in the body, and then it's got a smaller triangle sort of pattern coming up from the bottom, kind of like shooting stars, diagonally up, and then it sort of ends halfway in this design of these lighter colored, I don't want to say white, but lighter colored triangles. And it's meant to be sort of a half sash, which they've had on their home shirts for the last whatever, and it just doesn't work at all. And then of course they like one or two of the other shirts, they have a design on the back at the bottom. A few of the KPL teams have stuck with this, and they're one
the
of them
tramp stamp.
They get a sideways horseshoe C for cavalry and Calgary and whatever.
It all ties together. Pretty.
So this is like, does anyone care much about this shirt?
No, it's a Calgary shirt. I rarely care about them. I in my head, I call this the asteroid shirt because I feel like you're playing asteroids sideways up the shirt.
That would be an improvement if it was just called the asteroid shirt.
And they had asteroid
the game. To be fair, the body part of the Macron logo kind of looks like the ship. So we were onto something, and Calgary fucked it up, which sounds like Calgary.
Yeah.
I'll say three things. One, fantastic Welsh kit.
I said seven things and that's it. Now let me go to my 9 points.
The two of them are quick. One, there's a fantastic Welsh kit. Honestly, it looks great. I love collars, cuffs. I don't mind it. It's great. Two, the pattern for pattern's sake, I actually don't mind it. It's kind of nice that it's a light red against a darker red.
Which one though?
The body full one, not the weird thing that comes out from the side. Okay. I like it. It's just, it doesn't have to be, it's slightly interesting without taking anything away. It just adds some depth to it, which could otherwise be a very ordinary shirt. And the last thing is whatever the hell that sash is supposed to be. The fact that we had to let marketing try to justify the fact that the team with the sash has only a half a sash. You should have just started with not having half a sash and had a whole ass sash, or at least maybe have the other half look like that inverted coming from the other direction. So it just kind of converges. And then that's where the sponsor goes. Like, I don't know. I just feel like this was a weird idea and if I'm supposed to convey or have the, or sorry, not convey, if I'm supposed to absorb this as being, oh, this is like a sash. No, it's nothing like a sash. It's nothing. It's just a thing that comes out from the hip and ends in the middle of your chest. Which sounds like it's a euphemism for something, but this is too late for me to try this. But yeah, it's odd. It looks like, hey, you know, Tim over here designed this. Can we put this on the shirt? Yeah. And that's how it went. So it's a six. It's close to being something good, but it's this.
Yep. Rich, do you have 17 points to add to Mark's?
Three. Can you guys count?
I have one point to add to Mark's, and it's gonna jump off of the last bit of the half sash, and that in the midst of while we've been talking about this kit, I've just been looking at the maple leaf on the WestJet sponsor logo and looking at the sash, and I'm slightly convinced myself that the top end of the sash is some sort of like cubist take on the maple leaf of the WestJet logo. it's like a jet, the bottom of the sash is almost like a plane's jet stream.
That did not make it better.
It doesn't make it better, but it,
okay, good. I feel like my rating is dropping mentally. I'm not saying
this is a positive thing. It's like they've made the half sash sort of in deference to the sponsor in a way.
I was trying to figure out, because I said, I was thinking, oh, it looks like shooting stars or whatever. It looks like jets flying in formation.
Yeah.
With contrails. Well,
they are the military team. They are so. The military.
You know what? I'm going to give them a tiny score here, credit here for what is a good cuff, despite I don't like the green of it, but it's like I think maybe this crop of Campiel, like the cuffs, we might have good cuffs.
Have been
might
solid.
Be good cuff, might be a good cuff here. Who knows?
Yeah.
If I can add one thing on the cuff, I don't understand. Like Mark said, with the color scheme, it's a great Welsh kit in terms of the colors of the cuff and the kit. My question is, this is the sixth season of Campiel, and Cavalry have come out and said we're the team who are red, green, and white. And now they've also had a kit which was none of those colors. When they had the black one at one point, but like every time they do something in green, it's a different shade of green.
Do you think so?
Yeah, that, like from the image I'm looking at, that is a different shade of a green.
It could be. It could also be just be how it's rendered or whatever.
It could also be lighting and rendering. Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Who knows? Because, you know, like people make weird. Like Halifax has had different blues.
Yeah.
Every year, so who knows? Like you stick with blue, but you shift it up. I think you're right. Like, they're staying within the spectrum of like that drab military green.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be a different color. Okay, let's get out of here. No one cares much about this shirt. Move over to. We're going to move over to Winnipeg, to Valor FC. And I think maybe we're hitting our first interesting shirt. Oh, no. What am I talking about? Cut that, Mark. Edit that right out because of how interesting Vancouver was.
I was about to say.
If you're going to do it for real, give me a completely new intro.
No. We're going. We're doing it live.
Leaving it in.
For the record, I'm the editor. So thanks, everyone.
We have a cool Valor shirt, very different than anything they've had. This is their white home, and it is dominated by two maroon bands across the chest and across the upper chest all the way up to the shoulder, with a maroon sponsor, gold Macron logo, a simple white V-neck, and thick white cuffs. And then if you look a little close, it's got striping in the white. So it's got slightly gray or silver striping all throughout the white, especially noticeable on the back because it's plain. The maroon doesn't continue around onto the back. And this is reminiscent of the 1980-82 England Admiral shirts that were white with the blue and the red across the chest. Take a look, Rich. Absolutely.
That's where you're going with this comparison?
Nope. And then, but it is, but it draws from and almost identical to the Winnipeg Fury kit from 1987, I believe, which was the first year, their first year in CSL, the old Canada Soccer League. And which I think is just great. Way to go. Like this is paying tribute to what has come before in the soccer world in Winnipeg. And we all really like this shirt. This is a very well done, fairly simple, straightforward, really nice looking shirt. Mark, you like it the most. Tell us about why you like it.
As somebody who has a deep nostalgia for the Canadian Soccer League, this is an homage to their championship winning season, which was the, if I remember correctly, the last season of the Canadian Soccer League, shortly folding thereafter, and then teams dispersing into various leagues. And this was one of those cases where a team that wasn't called the Vancouver 86s won. So didn't happen often, but this was one of them. That being said, as also somebody who wishes they could go back in time and collect all those Canadian Soccer League shirts, because that's who I am. Being able to see real decent homages and at least, I wouldn't say faithful, but like meaningful interpretations of shirts from before, because you can only go so far because they belong to Umbro. This is not Umbro. You can only do so much. This is fantastic. And I mean, it's simple. And if I didn't have such a nostalgia for the Canadian Soccer League, I don't know if I would love this kit as much as I do. So I will say, full disclosure, this is me. I fucking love it. And I'm waiting for a certain team that as we geographically travel further east, would do that to me for one season. Please, Hamilton.
You got
a Steelers kit.
I made that Steelers kit, and then I had one given to me by a player.
And it was glorious.
Yeah, it's fucking phenomenal.
You did a really good job with that.
It turned out amazing.
Old t-shirts.
Yeah, I have one of those old t-shirts. Lucio Iannaro, club legend. St. Catharines native, literally handed it to me, and I nearly cried in front of him. It was the second shirt he handed it to me, which I nearly cried in front of him. Enough of that. Point is that I want more of this. And Victoria, Vistas, come on, let's do this for me.
Make me broke.
Yeah.
Halifax, come on, Nova Scotia Clippers. Let's do this.
So cool.
Like
the Langley 86ers.
The Langley, give me a yellow and a blue Langley 86ers kit and bleed me dry. I have these bookmarked in the club shop.
Nostalgia's good for the pocketbook of the people trying to make you love the nostalgia. Like, it's true. It is generally a moneymaker.
So this is one of my favorites of the homes.
Yeah. What do you think? Okay, Kristen, what do you think in all the, there's not a lot happening on this shirt.
Nope.
There's not details that I pick out that I think, wow, that's a great little detail. But overall, it's good. What do you like about it?
It's funny. It took me a while. Like I'm even sort of considering maybe slightly bumping my ranking on this one. Part of it is the simplicity, but it's simple in a different way, for one thing. I really do like that the sponsor, even though I don't love the sponsor necessarily, but I do like that the sponsor, like I like the color is the same, right? So to me, it's really harmonious. I like the subtle pinstriping on the back and in the body. Again, if this had a better collar, this would easily be an 8 for me. Something about this, maybe it's because I know that what it's referencing, or that it feels slightly retro without being like obviously, but it has that vibe to it, and that really just, I don't know, it makes me smile when I see this kit. I get like little warm fuzzies and I'm like, I really like this, you know, like that's literally how this kit makes me feel. I'm like, I like this kit, you know, as opposed to like, oh my God, it's the best thing ever. But it makes me feel cozy and warm as a kit, which is an odd thing to say, but it's true.
Like, mission accomplished, right? If you designed this shirt and you heard someone gushing over it, saying it makes me feel warm and fuzzy, like, damn, we did it. Like, check. Yeah. Good job. Rich, why do you like it?
Very, very simply put, there are major 1990s. It's just 1990s, like, soccer kit, team wear kit.
Aesthetic
to it, yes.
Yeah.
The only thing which would probably make it better would be in terms of the design, an idea is that if we would have, nothing they can do, because Macron kits fit and are cut how Macron kits are cut. But if it was cut in almost like that 90s style of being substantially baggier than it necessarily needs to be.
Just hanging off of your shoulders and then like,
well, I mean, like
taper at the waist, even like sweatshirts. Well,
No. Like, I'm just looking at like there's a photo of the kit, the original Winnipeg Fury kit, which was 1992. And it's just, it's a baggier kit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's being worn, but obviously, you know, we live in an era of marginal gains. So everything has to be tapered to the point of ridiculousness in a way in sporting clothing, which unfortunately does not work for most people who buy the sporting clothing. So yeah, no, but just the only way they could have improved it on just a basic team wear kit. And it's just very nice. It's just, yeah, I like it. I gave it a 7 out of 10, which is tied for the joint lowest score, but it's a nice kit. I'd wear it because it reminds me of the 1990s.
I'm just going to point out it's the 1987 kit, the Fury.
No. It's the kit based on the year that they won the Canadian Soccer League in 1992.
I mean, I'm looking right at the 1987 kit and it's nearly identical. And the 1992 kit is
okay.
Not.
Okay. I'm literally looking at the Valor bump, which says the Winnipeg Fury, this year's primary kit draws inspiration from Winnipeg's professional soccer history, paying homage to the Winnipeg Fury champions of the Canadian Soccer League in 1992.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be fair, I thought they wore black and red stripes when they won it.
They didn't wear this shirt
or navy
when they won it. Stripes. This pays homage to the team who won the
It's a bit more of a stretch.
But the shirt is nearly identical to their 87 shirt, not to their 92
shirt. Which would have been the first season.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Fair. So Valor Comms fucked it up is basically what we're coming to.
Yeah, it was not.
We're all right, but we're also kind of. I was kind of wrong.
Valorcom screwed with us, and unfortunately, 3-year-old Sheffield resident at the time, Rich, was not able to remember that.
In post, we'll just make, instead of you saying your nostalgia for the 90s, we'll make it nostalgia for the 80s.
No. I have nostalgia for the 80s as well. Don't worry.
Okay, perfect, perfect. That fits everything well. Then. Okay.
Not editing this. Got it.
Okay,
ignore, gloss over it as if okay, got it.
Yeah. Okay, let's leave the lovely city of Winnipeg and head east into the great wasteland of Ontario. You guys are all from Ontario.
He's not entirely wrong, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't just come right out and say it like that. I'm from BC, thank you very much. But I live
from how many other towns, Kristen? Right.
Do you want to live? You want me to list how many cities I lived in?
Yeah, wasteland.
We'll put that in the
wasteland. Agenda. Wasteland, yeah. And BC. I got it.
Yeah.
Vancouver, Regina, Montreal, then all over the wasteland. Yeah. Thank you very much.
We're going to look at Forge. Forge FC released a shirt this year, just like all the other teams.
What? They did?
And it's by Macron as well. And it's
orange. I'm shocked.
It's orange, you guys. It's a bright orange shirt. And this one sort of defies description. I was trying to write down my description for this. It's a bright orange shirt. It has yellow or gold and black cuff and collar.
I feel like we have a helper as part of the chat here.
There's some gray too.
There's some gray in there.
I can see it in the image through my eyes on my arm.
Say, Mark, if you just stand up and fucking model it for us.
Maybe do a spin for us,
I'm
Mark.
I don't know what you think I'm about to do, but that is not going to happen.
Maybe bend over and pick up a pen that you dropped, Mark.
Oh, you would like that, you pervert. Yeah.
And then it has Hamilton written on the back.
Yeah. You just want to look at my butt.
It's got the Macron and Tim Hortons sponsor in black on the front. And the wonderful Hamilton Forge FC logo, which just I love that they stuck with that.
They didn't try to redesign it at all. No, sticking with their guns.
But then the pattern on the body.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't want to know.
It looks like
a rabbit.
It looks like shadows of branches on blinds. Is kind of as good as I could get.
The bottom part looks, I swear, is that supposed to be a hammer? And it looks like a rabbit, I'm telling you.
Okay. I don't think it's a rabbit.
I know it's not a rabbit,
allow me to interrupt with...
Please do.
...with a little bit of the marketing bump.
Oh, yes. Let us know what marketing says.
I'm thrilled that you said that you saw, like, tree branches and things, because that's what I saw when I originally saw this kit. But... Forge FC's iconic orange includes an abstract geometric pattern subtly depicting sparks emanating from a hammer in action.
That is a hammer in action, not a rabbit. Okay, fine.
I did say hammer as part of my thing.
Yeah, but the word subtly is doing a lot of heavy lifting.
You're investing that word with a little too much meaning there.
Yeah. Forge. Like if I screamed, it's like I'm whispering.
Yeah, it's not subtle, but it's also not bad. Like I don't. Like
no, it's like flames almost. I.
It's better than last year's.
Yes,
it's better than last year's. I think I would say that
we gave it a 7. We gave it a solid 7.
This is a good shirt. This is a good.
Oh, Rich really has something to say. Rich, we should let him say it.
Do you want to say something about this shirt?
Yes, I do. This shirt is easily Forge's best home kit.
Ever.
I think across the board, this season's kits for Forge are the best kits that they have had in the club's history. We've all across the board scored this a 7, which I mean in Hamilton terms is a 10. You're also in Burlington, so it's fine.
Yeah, but that. I'm from Hamlet anyway,
but you know, like it's a solid 7 out of 10, and for Forge, and in looking in the catalog of what Forge has had, that's a ten for them as a club. It's a really nice design, even if the word subtly is doing a lot of heavy lifting. But the pattern works. The color is good. The gold edition for the club being champions works with the gray and the black.
Yeah,
it all works. It's a solid kit. Like I say, it's easily their best home kit, and across the board, home and away, this is the best season that Forge have had in terms of kits.
But also, honestly, like seeing the photo, and then seeing it on Mark. No, but that makes a difference. Like just to get a better sense of the color. Thank you. No, that helps so much.
Yeah.
It makes the
pattern.
The pattern, but also, that's actually really nice up close. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. For the record, for those of you who cannot see this, because this is an audio podcast, I'm currently wearing the shirt and I've grabbed my webcam to hover over the shirt.
You camo it.
The movement is making me vaguely seasick, though.
Well,
no, I liked it, but seeing the cuffs and the collar in person, like on the shirt, is better than the picture. In the picture, it throws me off. This actually, I don't mind nearly as much.
That's interesting because I think in real person on Mark, the yellow isn't so bright.
Yeah, which is what I like about it, because to me, on the in the picture, the gold is too bright, and I wanted it dimmed.
That's interesting, because I saw it and immediately I thought, can yellow and black work on this together? And the black, of course, yeah, Forge have had the orange and black together, but can the insertion of yellow onto an orange kit work? And I think it does in the depiction, and then you see it on Mark, and it's more subtle. And it works better.
I like that it's more subtle. Yeah, exactly. It's better. Like I like, again, seeing the picture versus the reality of seeing it on Mark. Yeah. Like I'm gonna leave it at a 7, but in the right mood, I could be tempted to bump up my Mark a little bit.
Get Nerd Corner after.
Oh, this is nice. Actually, no, I really do. This is I agree that this is Forge's best kit.
Yeah.
I can't leave it. Shut up, all of you. Stop it, children.
No.
Mark, why did you bought this shirt?
Yeah,
where you bought it? Why'd you buy it?
Okay, so full disclosure for those of you who are unaware of my who I am, I'm a bigger guy.
Your magnificence?
That too. But I'm a big dude, and Macron and me aren't friends for a lot of the time because their 5XL is smaller than an Adidas 3, and I can wear an Adidas 3 XL. So, I went to the kit launch, and long story short, after calling them out multiple times, you don't have a shirt in my size. Why would I buy it? They had a shirt in my size, and I bought two, and I bought the home and the away. And that's why I own it. That's because basically I got called out, deserved it, but happily deserved it. To Rich's points earlier, best kit possible, best kit they've ever had. I was about to say 2022 would like to have a word with you, and I'm looking at the 2022 kit, which I adore. I love the maroon in it. I thought as an accent color, bold, crazy, but excellent. Seeing them side by side, this is kind of the best kit they've got right now. And that's not to say, like, Hamilton's kits for the most part have been lackluster at its peak, and this one's actually pretty good. Is it the best kit in the league? No. But it's good. It's for, like, legitimately, nice. It's top three, top five. We'll say five. But it's a very good kit. I don't mind the abstractness of the design for design's sake. I don't care what the story is. I like it just because it's like it could be a still shot from an industrial video for all I care.
Yeah, and it's like metal melting as opposed to like sparks to me. Like that's to me what it looks like. It looks more like molten stuff. But anyway, I like it.
I don't need to have that much meaning when it comes to the designs on the kit. Does it look nice? Yes. Okay, we're good. That's like seriously, I'm totally good with it. I do love the fact that there is a very thin strip of gray that separates the black and the yellow trim on the collar and the cuffs. Which adds like an entire other to it, which like you can't see it until you get up close. And I think it even makes it nicer, which should be too much. It really should be too much, but it's in that same lightness category as the yellow. So it kind of washes out, which is good. I'm pleased with my purchase. I'm going to wear this. And if they have other kits in my size that don't sell, I'm buying those too and getting stupid names and the number on the back, like a Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
So heads up.
I can't wait.
I might be doing kit crimes for fun.
Yeah.
But seriously, if you were ever thinking, should this be the year I get a Hamilton kit? Yeah, this is the one.
Agreed.
I didn't rate many of these home kits very high, and this tied for the highest with a bunch of them for me. Like it's got interesting details. It's got good colors. It's bold. It's got, good shirt. Works for it all. Let's skip over to the geographically ambiguous. What's next? York. Let's do York. They're also in Ontario. And York have come out with a pretty interesting shirt this season. They kind of always do. This is another. So this is their home white. They have alternating green pinstripes and then wide blue stripes. The blue stripes are bordered by bronze, it looks like.
Yeah, that old gold that they have on their badge.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Yeah, yeah. But it's mostly in the middle of the body, but like three quarters of the body, kind of like the, as wide as like an Ajax stripe or something like that. Not down the center of the body like they have had in the past. It's got a white collar, blue and green cuffs, the blue Carlsberg sponsor, and Macron and Club badge. This is a really coherent shirt. All the elements work well together, and it's clean despite... It's interesting. This is like, it's a bit busy, but clean enough that it doesn't look busy is maybe how I would think of this shirt. I don't particularly like it, but I don't know, someone must. Rich, what do you think about it?
It's close.
Yeah, like close to being a good shirt. Is that what you mean?
It's close to being a good shirt.
Yeah.
For me, the issue is, and I'm going to jump back to the idea of, let's say, the Vancouver home shirt, where you have an entire design on the back of the shirt where the names and numbers of players are going to go. This shirt has two different types of stripes on the front of it and a completely plain back. There's no reason, but those stripe pattern couldn't be transferred onto the back as well. So you'd have stripes front and back. And if you're that worried about the idea of having a name and number show up, you could go a retro 90s style and even just take out a small square in the middle of the stripes on the back where you would put the number in. So you'd have that almost like it was a pattern at Juventus, to use an example of the club used in the 1990s, where they actually drew out a box in their design. So if you bought the kit with no name on it or no numbers, it just had a random box in the back of the kit where there was supposed to be numbers. Newcastle United used that style in the 90s too, and they actually used the Newcastle United crest to be the stencil for that spot where the numbers were going to go. And I mean, actually, now that I say that out loud to myself, I'm looking at the crest that York United have, and that would be a perfect thing to do as a sort of stenciled idea for a box to put a number in so that you could do stripes down the front and back and everything would still be legible to be seen. So it's close. Color pattern's great. I like the two different types of stripes, but it's just missing that thing on the back.
Also, again, I don't have a war on all sponsors. Well, I sort of do, but, and I get that Carlsberg, does it have to be the 0.0? Like, can't it just be Carlsberg? Because I find the Carlsberg logo sponsory thing on top of this stripe pattern, I find it to be a lot. And that it distracts me every time I look at the kit. I want that sponsor to be smaller or lesser, just to let the stripes, you know, and stripes is part of, you know, York likes to make stripes part of their kit, so that's fine. That's goes back to their identity when they first started. And I like, again, I like their colors, I like the stripes, I like a lot of the things they do, but this just, it feels very busy through this top part that has nothing to do with the stripes. It has to do with the closeness of the badge and the Macron and the spot. I don't know. And then yeah, for the back to be so plain, it's close. It could be a good kit. I don't hate it. I don't think it's ugly, horrible. I just don't really, it's a kit. It's a kit.
It's the plainest back you could imagine on a shirt.
Yes. Yes. At least Winnipeg went for like the, you know, the subtle stripes.
Yeah.
Why didn't they do subtle stripes in their stripe pattern on the back?
Mark, why didn't they do subtle stripes in the stripe pattern on the back?
Yeah.
That's a strong question. And according to my sources, no, there are none. I have no sources. I do think also, as my esteemed colleague Rich has pointed out, this was very close. This was very, very close. And I'm not sure if it's too many stripes. Like, I understand that you guys are leaning real hard into the whole "we're the nine stripes." Like, that number's too high. Like, be the three.
Oh my God,
stripes.
It is nine stripes.
Like yeah, there is like, there's four broad blue ones and five narrow pin
small
ones,
small green ones. Oh,
and like, as a pattern, it's not terrible. I also feel like the shade of blue gets washed out against the white such that it looks actually darker than it is. Like, if you were watching this as a night game, this could be a black and white striped team. other, like the cuffs are phenomenal. I love that blue good green cuffs. Blue cuffs.
Good cuffs.
If it was just that on a plain white shirt, I might be weirdly enjoying that.
Yeah.
That being said, like it's, they had a really, really good idea, but because they're married to the whole nine stripe gimmick, and it, let's be fair, it's kind of a gimmick. It, like if they could somehow remove the green pinstripes. Yeah. Like I get it. But like the only reason why I know there's nine cities in York Nine is because of this club. It's not like this was common knowledge beforehand. Totally. Right.
Absolutely.
So if I feel like if these green pinstripes would just disappear, this would be a banger. This would be fantastic.
Actually.
But I do also agree with the, they could have done something with the back, even if it was just a grayscale that just repeated on the back. That would have been fine too. But it's close.
Yeah. It's close. The, what do you think? The white collar bothers me. And I can't tell if that's because it's a high white collar. I generally love cuff collar symmetry. I don't know that that would work here. I'm kind of picturing it and I don't.
You're correct. Right.
Yeah. But I don't love the high white collar. It might work. I don't know. There's too much going on. Maybe
you want it green instead.
No,
I think the collar would have been improved if they just got rid of those green swatches, just maybe. All white. An all-white collar would have just been like, okay. On
the, yeah, it's anchored tones, to the collar. Yeah.
That tones that down looks, the too-muchedness of the front.
That's part of the busyness that's up here. Yeah.
Yeah. Macron can't help themselves when it comes to collars. You know, like, let's add another detail or another layer or another flippy thing.
And occasionally, a second collar.
A second collar. Mm.
Just an entirely second collar.
Introducing the three-collar line of kits from Macron.
2027, five collars.
Guys, we're gonna revolutionize the industry. Are you ready?
I was looking through some old photos of back when I was in university, and there were some guys wearing like four Abercrombie and Fitch polos with all of the collars.
With all the collars.
So we're going with multiple collars.
Can you imagine just being like a human baklava just walking around? The layers of pastry just popping out your neck.
And it's sweat in between the layers instead of butter and honey.
Axe. Let's not rule out Axe body spray. Oh,
yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Let's
for those of you listening in the UK, Axe is the Canadian equivalent of Lynx.
Thank you. Let's leave this one. Good try. Decent. And a little problematic. Let's go to our third Ontario shirt of the episode. And with Atletico Ottawa's polarizing, this is the only home shirt that's vague. It is. Look at the numbers.
I'm shaking at the kit, not at what you're saying.
I work from data, Rich. I crunch numbers. Atletico Ottawa have a standard red and white striped home shirt with navy blue highlights, cuff and collar. Macron logo sponsor. These are thinner stripes than normal. They've thinned out the red and white stripes. The collar has a little button on it. It was really nice. You know, if you like buttons. And the sponsor is, considering what it is and what it has been on other shirts, the sponsor is almost unobtrusive. The Maple Hill sponsor.
Almost.
It's not. But you can see they were trying to reduce how much that big sponsor looks on their shirts by making it just the outline and so on.
Oh my God, if this was filled in,
it'd be terrible.
Forget it. Just quit.
Let me get through this here.
Sorry, go on.
The red stripes are two-toned, which
yeah,
is
they are.
Cool.
Pick it up.
Not only are, so there's a lighter and a darker side of each stripe. Not only are they two-toned, there's also diagonal striping within the stripes. And one step even further, on the lower right, left-hand side, there is For Ottawa and Pour Ottawa in the red stripe, written into the red, into two of the red stripes.
Son of a bitch, there actually is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting, really interesting, red stripes here. The back is plain red, nothing going on. which is and this is there's a shirt. Kristen, would you like to say something, Kristen?
Please let me go first. Okay, this kit hurts me because it is like we were talking about the York kit being close. This kit to me is like an illustration of that meme, you know, the "we were counting on you" meme, and it's because of that fucking sponsor. And I know you're all like, "Oh, it's almost unobtrusive." No, it's not. It's got a giant fucking circle going through the beauty that is this fucking kit. I'm so angry. Yeah. It is so like
they tried so hard.
I don't care. They didn't try hard enough.
But in the end, like, it doesn't really matter.
It does. Thank you, I mean, James Hetfield.
In defense of the sponsor.
No,
that's their in defense of the sponsor.
I know that's their logo. I'm a person who does groceries.
They have minimized their logo as much as they could.
Get rid of the fucking circle. This kit is so nice. Sponsors ruin kits all the time. Sponsors ruined, you know, the beautiful Pacific kit. This is worse. This is worse. This kit, look at that kit without that sponsor. Look at how fucking gorgeous that is. The stripes, the collar, the button, this is close to kit perfection. And that sponsor, to me, Rich, I don't care if you don't like it. You can have your turn. And Brenton, I know you don't like it either, but I really don't care. And I rarely like, I'm sorry, it doesn't have a sash on it, Brenton. It's not baggy, Rich. But like, without that sponsor, that is a beautiful fucking kit.
We covered this off the top. This isn't the first time Kristen has fired shots.
I'm sorry.
And you know what, Rich? I never liked you in the first place.
No, Rich knows I love him.
Just remember, Kristen, if you flip the table, that's your laptop, not ours.
Yeah.
Look, Rich, I podcast with all of you constantly. Everyone picks on me all the time.
Terrible attack on Rich.
I admit this sponsor just really does enrage me a lot, and it ruins a nice kit. Yes, Rich.
Okay.
In a form of a rebuttal, I would just like to point out that you have just railed me and then said also, I know you don't like this kit. I scored it slightly higher than you did. And you went on a rampage about how close to kit perfection this kit was.
But the sponsor ruins it. I have to drop all my marks down.
But again, they've genuinely minimized, and we will see this later on.
I know,
when we talk about the away kits, we will see this later on about what could have happened with a sponsor like that.
So
they've genuinely minimized it as much as they could. My issues are, I'll be honest, I hadn't noticed the poor Ottawa. I hadn't noticed the two-tone stripes in the first time I looked at the kit. All of that to me reeks of trying too hard to do something, especially when you just team it with the plainest fucking back that you could find.
Yeah.
Like I said, York's kit was so close. If they'd have done stripes in the back, this kit is arguably further away from that because they tried so hard on the front and then just offered fuck all.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really did.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
That's all right.
That's a good point, Rich.
I will, as the lone member of this panel who genuinely loved this kit,
I do too.
Yeah, I feel like this was the problem of this is that it's so close and the fixes were like, they were just so simple. I don't think the sponsor ruins the kit, but you still can't see it. And this shirt without the sponsor would be glorious. It would be so good. Like I've often suggested, and I realized contracts that you should be able to purchase this kit with a fee of sponsor free. And that may seem like counterintuitive. It's the same shirt. It's like, yeah, but there's a contract and they paid for that to be on there. Well, what if you kind of reimbursed Maple Lodge Farms for the cost of the sponsorship for your kit? Here's your $20 back or whatever. It's not $20, but I'd pay an extra $10 to get this sponsor free. This is fantastic. Like Shiva's wish they could have a kit that nice. Even Atletico Madrid wishes they could have a kit this nice. Like, this is so fucking close. The back, also agree. Even if they did stripes, cut them off, cut a hole out, you know, whatever, like the, what we already talked about with York. I think of that, and it's not quite the same, exactly the same vibe when Sunderland a couple years ago had those really, really thin sponsors with the, not sponsor stripes, pardon me, the really thin stripes. Yep. Like, my God, I've never refreshed a club shop as often as I did, because they were sold out immediately, and then they restocked them and it sold out immediately, and I ended up getting one. But like, that's a beautiful shirt, and this is a beautiful shirt, but it's so close. So yeah, I gave it an 8. This is my favorite kit of the home kits, full disclosure. And I love the two-tone red stripes. Please, just so good.
And it's
good.
Done so nicely. Like again, see, like Mark, I can't see past the sponsor. It is like made me, obviously previous rant, you got that, but I really do love this kit. I really do. But the sponsor just makes, it's all I can see. My eye is sadly drawn to it. I am not going to run out and buy Maple Lodge chicken right now, but well, it's late, but still.
I'm sure Atletico Ottawa won't have a problem selling this kit, because I feel like when I went to the home game last year, finding home kits for sale was hard, and most of the kits they had remaining were of like kid sizes and small sizes. But if they ever run into a situation where it's like, wow, we got a whole ton of these and can't move them, you remove that sponsor and they'll be gone by the end of the week.
It's nice to hear that they're selling all the shirts they're making. That's good. I'll just point out that Atletico Madrid haven't had a shirt this nice in a decade. So, they wish
that's true.
As classy as this, they have fucked around with their home shirt so much since 2015, I want to say. The real drawback for me is how thin the stripes are, and I know that is entirely a personal preference. Just visually, it looks too stripy, and I like a bolder, wider stripe. But you know, other than that, yes, Rich.
Oh, so this is entirely off topic. I'm just going through some of the stuff. And so with this kit, and just weirdly, so somehow money from this kit apparently is going towards battling food insecurity in Ottawa.
No, that's the away shirt.
Yeah. So like, I don't know how, I don't know. I'm just reading. Yeah. Just every jersey sold means 6 days of food for an Ottawa family. I guess Maple Lodge Farm is kicking in a load of money or something like that. For every kit that's sold. So I figured I'd just throw that in there as well. It's nice when companies do things to help out those who are
I corrected you and I said it was the away kit, but the away kit is something else. They have a different.
The away kit is something else. The away kit is.
But so that's for, this is for the home kit. Well done.
Oh, right. And Maple Lodge is.
Well done to Atletico Ottawa for doing that. And shame on Kristen for trying to derail their sponsorship.
Boo. Everyone boo Kristen. Boo.
Especially because, as we've noted, they really worked to minimize the sponsor logo. And intent matters. We know this. Intent matters, Kristen.
Okay.
Let's finish that off. And we're going to go to our last shirt of the homes. We're going to fly on over to Halifax. And Halifax have a blue home shirt, like they tend to do. It's got light teal and white highlights. The blue body has a dotted pattern, which I couldn't really make out what it means, what it's meant to be. It looks vaguely like a map of waves, maybe made up by dots. What it reminds me of is when, I don't know if this happens elsewhere in Canada, but in shops in Vancouver, there's like a few like maps made out of nailing nails into the wall. So all you see is the head of the nail.
Oh, with the strings?
No, not with the strings. Just the head of the nails make up the shape of different things. And that's what it totally reminds me of, because you see these dots that all dotted together make up this pattern. It's got the white VW sponsor and Macron logo. It's got a very plain blue back. And then they are also one of the teams that have kept a design at the bottom of the back. And it is a compass, a north, south, east, west compass. And then it also has some inspirational language around the compass, which is, I find to be so cute. And this is like a solid shirt that I think will look better and feel like when you wear it, I think you'll look down and like it more than when you see it in a picture or from a distance.
Agreed.
But we all sort of rated this like middling to good, right? It's a good shirt. It's a good blue shirt.
What
do we think of those cuffs?
The cuffs are fantastic. Like,
that's, I really like
it's,
the cuffs.
It's probably, unfortunately, the most interesting thing on the kit, because the front of the shirt, like you said, if you're wearing it, it's great. Up close, it's really nice. It's interesting. And you'll have questions. And does it mean anything? And what are they? But from a distance, they're washed out. Like, you see, if you see players wearing this on the pitch, I don't care how close your seats are, you're not seeing no dots. You're not seeing a thing. Seeing a blue shirt. So like, that's kind of unfortunate, because, I wish that the pattern was a little more prominent. I don't know if it needs to be a little bit lighter, just so I can at least have that depth from a distance. It could look like, you know, waves or something like that. Mm-hmm. Just like that illusion. Like when you see that, like the pontilism kind of dots that form artwork, you could kind of play with that to get different up close. It's this in a way, it's that. And it's just it's a blue from a distance. It's a blue shirt. And I think that's what makes the cuff's the most interesting part, unfortunately.
It is, yeah. And but let's, I will note that the collar is similar to the cuffs, but then has an additional side thing, again, because Macron can't help themselves. So it's got a white and teal, but then also a gap, and then half of a teal again around the back and side. And it, you know, it's got a couple things. It's got like little teal slashes right at the hem on the side. But overall, like, I feel like this would have been a fair, like, I think we would have celebrated this shirt more a few years ago. Rich, you're frowning at that. No. What?
I don't know.
I think the Halifax kit that I'm wearing is much better than this one.
It is.
I think there's nothing wrong.
I gave this one a 7.
There's nothing wrong with the design.
No.
The design of the kit. I just from looking at it, the only thing I would say is that I get like training kit vibes out of it, like team wear training shirt vibes. And I mean, that's perfectly fine because clubs sell that stuff now. And honestly, some of the pregame stuff and training stuff looks better than some of the kits that clubs play. Not necessarily KMPL talking other clubs globally. So yeah, that's just the vibe that I get. Locally, I guess, yes. Locally.
Oh, that's a dig at Toronto, 100%. No.
Yeah, locally for some of you.
I didn't say you supported them, Rich. It's just sort of local to you is what I meant.
No, yeah, because we all live in, what was it Brenton called it?
Wasteland.
Central
Canada Wasteland.
The hellscape.
Rich, is there another MLS side that is closer to you than Toronto?
No.
Well, then.
Columbus. What about Columbus?
He doesn't live that far away.
I don't know what happens in the middle of the continent. The city's all over the place there. Who knows where Pittsburgh is? No one knows where Pittsburgh is.
Mark and I know where Pittsburgh is.
Unfortunately, I know where Pittsburgh is.
It's really close to Morgantown, West Virginia.
I flew over Milwaukee once. Who knows where Milwaukee is? Jeez.
It's
on Lake Michigan.
It's not impossible.
It's contiguous with Chicago. Like when you fly over the two of them, they are the same city. It's wild. Like it's just lights. It's just like you're flying for an hour of lights.
I believe that. I actually believe
that. Yes, actually. Anyway, okay. Moving on.
Based on how Chicago and Northern Illinois is designed. Yeah, it's just lights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come for the KMPL talk. Stay for the urban design.
If we can focus more on urban design sometimes.
Yeah, let's talk about light pollution, guys. So No.
Actually, well, if we could get Tesho Akindele on, he is big into urbanism and like.
Well, don't forget that Campiel
as more people, as more people should be.
Campiel yes. had their cityscape kits that featured lights at night, didn't they? See?
Are you saying they care?
I remember the cityscape kits. I believe the Hamilton kit was supposed to be a water fountain and could have been fucking anything.
It was a dragon.
It looked like a knight.
I thought it was a dragon.
What are we talking about anymore?
It was a dragon. Park
fountain kit?
The black kit.
So it looked like a dragon, but also fountain. Looked like a knight with the face mask yeah, thing.
And the Skyline advisor. Tower or the Skyline yes. Tower in Niagara Falls. Or the yeah. Seattle Space Needle,
yes.
yeah, or the Calgary Petrochemical Tower, whatever they call that.
Looked like an oil derrick. I think it looked like an oil derrick.
This is off the rails.
Okay.
Oh, I'm never going to sleep.
It's kind of unfortunate that we're ending on Halifax's, which is like a good.
Fine.
I'm not giving this enough credit. But,
no, it's a good color. It's solid balance sure. between like the lightness on. Again, this would be helped by a better collar. I like the cuffs. I like the balance of it. And I admit, I wasn't thinking about the design from far away and how it's going to just wash out. Because like looking at the picture and seeing it like on a mannequin or on a player in a, you know, release thing looks pretty cool. I like this kind of design. I like small graphic-y, you know, making muted shapes sort of thing. I'm fond of that sort of use of design. But yeah, from afar, it's probably just going to look like a blue shirt with some nice cuffs.
Good color. It's got a good colorway, right? It's got the teal oh, yeah. white, blue, and the two tones of blue. All
oh, Halifax has great colors.
Good colors. Oof. Okay, that's our home shirts. It's interesting to me that these are all good, right? There's a couple of, I think, individual opinions here about a couple of shirts that aren't good. But I think generally we scored these all fairly good. But none are like, we didn't score any of these super high either. A couple of them, right? A couple scores here and there. I'm the boringest out of the group here. I scored them either a 6, 6.5, or 7. Like these are all just middle to me. But all really solid. Like Macron is and the teams have done very good or good work at a sort of base level.
Yeah.
And then occasionally have elevated that with say the design. If you like the Ottawa, they've elevated that with those stripes, the Forge sublimated patterns, or not sublimated, the Forge design, the Valor Fury throwback, the Vancouver feathers. Like there's occasionally like hits of really interesting work here. Overall, do we think this is like this feels, and I wonder if we do this every year, but this feels like the best home offerings ever. Oh, as
it feels
a
group, very there's a consistency that we don't often see.
Yeah, I think that's right. I was reminded because that we had the fifth anniversary of and anniversary of the kit launches that have come over the last couple months. So like a week ago it was like the anniversary of the first ever, and then someone was like, don't forget this one, and it was the York 9 map kit. Looking yeah. back, you're like, damn, there are some not good shirts.
To be fair though, I and with that York 9 map, most of those kits that were in that style were poor choices at best.
Yeah.
So like I feel like I think we've talked about this. I know if is that the mistake that they've made, instead of going with the map, is they should have went with a roller coaster. If they had the roller coaster, they would have went from being the stupidest kit that gets made fun of forever and deservedly so, to being one of the dopest fucking kits that possibly was ever made.
Also stupid but dope at the same time.
No, but like a roller coaster, who doesn't like what kind of life are you living where you hate a roller coaster? Like, but it's way more interesting than a map, and you can do a lot more fun things design wise with it. But
Is there a roller coaster in the 9 communities that make up York?
Yes. An amusement park called Canada's Wonderland exists there.
Is that in Ontario? Who
knows? But you're not the target audience. The target audience are the people who live there. And when you don't have much to brag about, the roller coaster is the thing you brag about. It's either that or the giant mall. But my point was that whole thing, while it was an idea, a concept, it fell flat because it, not everybody had something cool. Actually, most places had something lame. So the fact that they've stopped doing that, which was, should never have done that in the first place, is a good thing, because we don't have these problems where we all got the same similar black kit with just accents of our team. I'd much rather this every time. And to your point, like, they do move from strength to strength. Like, we've never seen that mistake again where we, everybody got a theme. Good mistake. Let's never do it again.
Yeah, exactly. Strong agree there. Yeah. And I think they've, like, what we see with the Vancouver shirt, but then we'll see more in the away shirts, is they're really going into interesting design choices. Or we'll see with the Atletico Ottawa away shirt. There's some really interesting things happening with the CanPL Macron deal, which is, like, full credit to them, because I think you could have, they could have stuck with those like cookie cutter, like every awake shirt could have been white with some design or some color highlight.
We could have had the same bullshit that MLS gives us, where you have to have a dark shirt and a light shirt.
Yeah.
We don't have that. And
no, it's really nice, actually. I like this.
Adidas and MLS are agreeing to anything this dumb.
Over and over again. Okay, awesome. Well, let's wrap that up there. Canadian Premier League home shirts 2024. Eight interesting shirts, eight good shirts, and fun times ahead on the pitch on this, the day that that the CanPL 2024 season launched. So we only have more to look forward to. Listen for our next episode coming up, in which we look at all of the eight away shirts and one little spicy little third shirt.
That nobody saw coming.
I love CanPL get third shirts. I think it's the fifth one. Anyway, we'll talk about that in the next episode. Thanks everyone. I'm Brenton. I'm Caps Offside. Mark, what are you? What do you do? What's going on?
I'm at Kit Nerd Mark. I do other things with Kristen. Kristen, where are you at?
I'm at KZ Knowles, and I'm so happy I'm not hosting.
Isn't it nice?
It's so nice.
Throw to Rich now.
Hey, Rich, what about you?
I'm just sort of hanging around, but I'm also tea at halftime on the hellscape formerly known as Twitter.
And I'll check out kitnerdcorner.ca for pictures and commentary on all the shirts that we talked about here, and kitnerdcorner on Twitter. And we always love to hear your thoughts about all the shirts that we talk about. Have a wonderful night. Watch out, memory.